New South Wales students could soon face significantly easier Year 12 English examinations. The state's Education Standards Authority recently asked for feedback on proposed changes to HSC testing and suggested a number of ideas to get the ball rolling. One of them was to cut the exam's duration by a quarter. But that's already proved controversial. A scathing submission from five former English examiners has warned that it would make it easier for students to game the system, memorise answers, and fuel the lucrative tutoring industry. Bonnie Simons-Brown reports.
Dr. Janet Dutton was the chief examiner of HSC Standard and Advanced English for 5 years. She's worried about proposed changes to Year 12 English testing in New South Wales.
We believe it's a reduction and erosion in the quality of what students are being asked to do, whereas previously in New South Wales, students were being asked to undertake a fair and equitable and rigorous assessment of their abilities in English.
The New South Wales Education Standards Authority, or NESA, is implementing new senior English syllabuses. They'll be taught from next year. But the Year 12 English exams haven't been set yet. NESA recently asked for feedback on proposed changes to the tests. Dr. Janet Dutton and four of her colleagues penned a highly critical submission.
In this iteration of the syllabus, there's a number of changes that have happened. One of them is reduction in the length of the exams, reduction in the number of texts that the students will need to be writing on, and also things like the reduction in the word length.
The submission warns Year 12 English examinations could be significantly dumbed down and argues the proposed changes would encourage students to game the system and would fuel the lucrative tutoring industry. Dr. Janet Dutton says the process has been rushed.
We're in a situation where a syllabus has been released and that the HSC sample questions and the HSC examination is still being considered. Good quality curriculum innovation and curriculum development would see both assessment and the syllabus done in concert.
Paul Hewitt is the Executive Director of Learning Standards at the New South Wales Education Standards Authority. He points out the proposed changes are just a starting point for debate.
The proposed changes are an attempt to get a reaction. They're an attempt to say, it's over 20 years since we've last looked at this. We've had a long tradition of a certain exam format, and it seems to me that there's a lack of desire to think differently about the examination.
Paul Hewitt says proposed changes to the Year 12 English exams are designed to fit the new syllabus, which he believes promotes depth over breadth.
Where we're heading is a more rigorous syllabus and a more detailed examination that will give a better sense of what students can actually do rather than what they can memorise.
These academics say that in some cases you're proposing to reduce exams by up to 25% and bring in word limits. How does that marry with in-depth, rigorous examination if the exams are actually shorter?
You need to consider the specification with the new construct of the syllabus. There have been some changes. Where there's been less text to assess, then a reduction in time is consistent with that.
The English Teachers Association of New South Wales provides advice to the State Education Standards Authority. Eva Gold is their spokesperson and has no problems with reducing the length of Year 12 English tests.
Certainly there is a reduction in time, but as English was being tested for 4 hours as opposed to every other subject, which was 3 hours or less, I don't think that this is a problematic for English teaching.
The new exam specifications will be released later this year.
Bonnie Simons-Brown reporting.